I have found that the most effective allies for evolution are people of the faith community. One clergyman with a backward collar is worth two biologists at a school board meeting any day. In 2004, evolutionary biologist Michael Zimmerman, dean of the College of Letters and Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh, started collecting signatures from clergy who support evolution. By 2006, Zimmerman had persuaded over 10,000 clergy to sign a letter affirming the teaching of the theory of evolution as a core component of human knowledge, and asking that science and religion remain two very different but complementary forms of truth. On Evolution Sunday, February 12, 2006, the 197th anniversary of Charles Darwin's birth, several hundred churches nationwide devoted their Sunday services to praising Darwinism. Meanwhile, not all Christians were persuaded. Hundreds of thousands of more traditional Christians were buying souvenir cards in Rome with the words of Pope Benedict XVI, "We are not some casual and meaningless product of evolution. Each of us is the result of a thought of God." A Darwinist's opinion of Pope John Paul II. A corpse in a funny hat wearing a dress. Statement endorsed by Kansas professor Paul Marecki, 2005. Roman Catholicism. In 1950, Pope Pius XII's encyclical Humani Generis affirmed that human souls are created by God, but permitted research concerning the evolutionary doctrine that the human body comes from pre-existent and living matter, as long as the reasons for both opinions, that is, those favorable and those unfavorable to evolution, be weighed and judged. The Pope warned against assuming that the origin of the human body from pre-existing and living matter were already completely certain. Almost half a century later, in a message to the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, Pope John Paul II said that science has progressed to the point where some new findings lead us toward the recognition of evolution as more than a hypothesis. Nevertheless, the Pope continued, rather than speaking about the theory of evolution, it is more accurate to speak of the theories of evolution. The use of the plural is required here, in part because of the diversity of explanations regarding the mechanism of evolution, and in part because of the diversity of philosophies involved. There are materialist and reductionist theories, as well as spiritualist theories. Here, the final judgment is within the competence of philosophy, and beyond that, of theology. Darwinists have widely advertised Pope John Paul II's statement as a blanket endorsement of their position by the Roman Catholic Church, even though the Pope made a point of not endorsing their claim that unguided natural mechanisms are sufficient to explain evolution. In 2004, the Vatican's International Theological Commission issued a statement acknowledging general agreement among scientists that the first organism dwelt on this planet about 3.5 to 4 billion years ago.